This is The Dial from Aspen Public Radio. In-depth conversations about current Roaring Fork Valley issues with reporters who know them best. I'm Kristen Kay. It's July 14th. On May 11th, President Trump signed an executive order creating the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. The stated purpose of the commission is to take steps to uncover voting irregularities and make necessary changes. Earlier this month, the commission asked election officials in all 50 states to turn over voter information. However, both Democratic and Republican officials in a majority of states have said they cannot or will not turn over all the information the commission requested, some because of state law and others because of concerns about an invasion of privacy. And for now, states aren't submitting data while a federal judge in Washington looks at whether the commission would do enough to protect that information. Colorado Secretary of State Wayne Williams has said he will comply with the request. So what implications does this have for local voters? How secure are our elections? Reporter Allison Bektesh has been in touch with election officials. She spoke with Janice Voss Cottle, Pitkin County Clerk and Recorder. And it turns out that one case of attempted voter fraud did come to Janice's mind.
In Pitkin County, we did have two individuals that were not American citizens that were identified in our rolls. They were both Canadians. I called both of them. They made a mistake, and they withdrew immediately.
So watch out for those Canadians. But as Janice stated, the connects were found out before they voted. And another Valley election official, Eagle County Clerk Regina O'Brien, reinforced that there are just a lot of systems in place to prevent voter fraud.
There's a robust post-election audit process that takes place, where we have bipartisan teams of election judges participate in the process from start to finish. We use the actual paper ballots to audit the election.
Okay.
So from start to finish, you know, there are bipartisan teams of election judges that are involved in all of our election processes when we're in election season. And there's great checks and balances, and great care is taken during the election process. So really feel that our elections are secure, very transparent, and have a lot of integrity. So no, there is no concern.
I sat down with Allison to talk about the implications of the Commission on Election Integrity for local voters. We also talked more about the lawsuits that have delayed the handover deadline, which was originally scheduled for today.
Throughout the Valley, the clerks wanted to stress exactly what information is being turned over. It's information that's always been public. Anyone could ask your county clerk for the voter rolls. And what gets turned over is a full name of a voter, the address they used when they registered to vote, their month and day of birth, not their year, and which elections they've participated in. Aspen City Clerk Linda Manning was kind of the most blasé out of this. She said someone can Google you, or what you put on Facebook is probably more personal than the information that's going to be turned over. But there are concerns about this, and actually the voter data was supposed to be turned over tomorrow morning, and that's now on hold due to lawsuits.
Tell me about those lawsuits.
Almost 20 organizations have filed lawsuits nationally. The one that's stopping us here in Colorado is a lawsuit filed by the Election Privacy Information Center, an independent nonprofit center that looks at elections. What their issue is there was no privacy impact assessment given by the commission that's looking for all this data. They haven't said how they will protect this data once it's turned over. And in fact, they were asking local Secretary of States to turn it over to a website, via a website that's not even secure. So all of that's on hold right now. There's also some bigger issues that's causing this to be a national conversation. The ACLU is suing based on more the integrity side of things. So the commission was set up under the auspices of, let's just see how every state's doing elections and see if we can do it better. But we know that when President Trump created this, he was looking for voter fraud because he said that. He said that.
Or tweeted that.
Like 3 to 5 million people was his claim in this last election voted illegally. And then some states are refusing to turn over the data. He recently had a tweet, "Why are states afraid of the voter fraud commission?" That's the word he used for it. Are they hiding something? So there's this question of, once the federal commission has all this data, what exactly are they going to use it for? Because we can't control once it's in their hands.
So if I'm a voter who doesn't want my data to be turned over, do I have any options?
There's two options. There is a provision for something that's called a confidential voter. You register to vote and you get to vote at all normal elections, but your data is not recorded. And that's mostly for someone who perhaps has left an abusive relationship. You have to sign that you are in fear of bodily harm or threats, and that's why you're keeping your information private. You're signing that paper under oath of perjury. So it's not the best option for anyone who just kind of feels awkward about this data being sent over. So the other thing you can do is unregister to vote. You know, you register to vote and you give all this information. When you unregister, that information won't be downloaded and given over by Secretary of State Wayne Williams to the commission.
But then how do I participate again?
Then you don't get a vote. You have to be a registered voter to vote. So this is going to happen within the next day or two, this injunction against the commission collecting the data. There needs to be a ruling by July 17th. So you could theoretically unregister to vote this week. By the time they actually download the data and hand it over, you won't be on the rolls. Eagle County Clerk Regine O'Brien's fear, though, is that you won't then re-register to vote before the fall's elections, and that this is disenfranchising people and making our community less civically engaged, when, of course, our clerks are hoping more and more people participate in elections.
This is The Dial from Aspen Public Radio. That was Allison Bechtesh talking about implications of the Trump administration's Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity for local voters. Hey, just an update on this story. There's already some political blowback for Colorado Secretary of State Wayne Williams, who said he would comply with the commission's request for voter data. Democrat Jenna Griswold announced on Wednesday that she will run against Williams for Colorado Secretary of State. In her statement, she had some strong words against the commission and said that she will protect Coloradans' right to vote. She was a member of the Obama campaign's voter protection team in 2012. Here's what else is going on in your valley. Earlier this week, Aspen City Council heard an update on studies of the town's risk for water storage. A consultant who was analyzing the risks to Aspen's water system said his preliminary findings show that climate change presents the biggest risk in uncertainty. And the Aspen Music Festival and school's production of La Traviata at the Wheeler Opera House premieres this Saturday, July 15th. On our website now, you can listen to an interview with Edward Berkeley, the director of the Aspen Opera Center, about the production. He's been with the Aspen Music Festival and school for well over three decades. You've been listening to The Dial. I'm Kristen Kay. To hear more extended interviews or to listen to more local programs like Valley Roundup or Curated, go to aspenpublicradio.org.